For the second time in 4 years, Retief Goosen has shocked the golf world by winning the U.S. Open Golf Championship. Yesterday at the Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in Long Island, the 35-year-old South African held off Phil Mickelson to win the title by 2 shots. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
I'll start with the same question you were asked 3 years ago. Retief Goosen?
He is the ultimate quiet man in golf, Renee. If he can strings together 10 consecutive words, it's a book for him. But he, under pressure, he is remarkable. And we saw that again yesterday. He had 5 straight one-putt greens, most of them long putts, on the back nine of the U.S. Open with unbelievable pressure on a brutally difficult golf course, and now he's a 2-time Open champion. And I believe, Renee, unlike last time when he won the Open in 2001, he will not chase the money around the world and play himself into a state of exhaustion, which is what he did, and he will be a major factor in world golf for the next few years.
Well, it was certainly a well-deserved win, but the crowd favorite was clearly Phil Mickelson.
To put it mildly, walking around with Phil Mickelson yesterday was like being in Yankee Stadium in October for a playoff game or a World Series game. The crowds were rowdy and screaming for Mickelson, and they wanted him to add the U.S. Open title to the Masters that he won in April when he finally won his first major championship. And he played very well. He and Goosen were the two guys who handled the golf course yesterday, and Phil took the lead on the back nine, but then a double bogey at 17 undid him, and that allowed Goosen to win the championship.
But again, not to take anything away from Goosen, what would it have meant to golf if Phil Mickelson had 2 legs of the Grand Slam going into next month's British Open?
Well, it would have been great because, first of all, that's only happened 5 times in history where a player has won the Masters and the U.S. Open going into the British and is halfway to a Grand Slam. Plus, Phil is a wildly popular player at this point, and it would have focused a lot of attention on the game that it only gets, has only gotten in the last few years when Tiger Woods has been playing his best golf, which he's not right now.
You know, most of the talk yesterday was about the condition of the golf course. Did the U.S. Golf Association, does it make it too hard?
I would say no. Most people would say yes. It was absolutely borderline. The greens were just so fast. There were guys actually putting balls into bunkers early in the day before they watered the greens. This is always going to be an issue with the USGA. They like the course right on the edge between hard and impossible. A lot of people would say yesterday it was impossible. No one broke par, Renee, for the first time since 1963 on the last day of the Open. So at the very least, it was brutally difficult.
And, John, I think I just heard you say the words Tiger Woods.
Yes, he is still playing, Renee, but it's now been 2 full years since he's won a major. He was never in contention this week. This is 8 straight majors that he hasn't won. He's sniping publicly with his former teacher, Butch Harmon. His caddy, Steve Williams, is kicking photographers who he thinks are out of position. And Tiger is a very angry, frustrated young man who can't hit the golf ball with any consistency right now. He's got a long way to go to come back.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.